from KQED.
You're listening to Bay Curious, a podcast where we answer listener questions about the Bay Area. This week, I met our question asker in a local park.
My name's Josh Brett, and I live in Oakland.
And his question was,
is it legal to pick California golden poppies?
California golden poppies are those bright orange flowers that are so vibrant, they look like they're glowing. They've got those big, velvety petals, and at certain times of the year, you'll find them blooming all over the place. In fact, they're the California state flower.
It was sort of just common knowledge as a kid growing up in the Bay Area in the 90s that it was illegal. You might even go to jail for it. Nobody really knows where they heard this from. Could be older siblings, parents, even teachers.
I'm Olivia Allen Price. Our episode today is a botanist's dream. We're going in deep on the California golden poppy. I met Josh in this park because I wanted to find a poppy. Okay, well, let's go on a hunt. I've been told if we go around, like, to the right of this building, kind of in the little grassy area, that we should be able to find some. Do you want to go see?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, is that one? No, that's something else.
That's something else.
Orange, but... Oh, hey!
There it is. All right.
Oh my god, he picked it.
I got it.
I'm calling the police. Today, reporter Jessica Plachek will tell us more about the flower and if what Josh just did is legal.
I'm not going to tell you if it's legal to pick yet. Sorry, Josh. First, I want to tell you more about the poppy, starting with how native people of the Bay Area once used it.
Mishistuk ga inkarak Desiree, gaha masis amane, gaha rumsan aloni. Good day, my name is Desiree. I'm very happy to be here with you.
Desiree was speaking Rumsen, a language from the Ohlone Nation. She's a ranger at the Golden Gate National Recreation Area.
And so my other hat that I wear is Ranger Desiree.
She tells me that Ohlone territory once stretched from Vallejo all the way down to Monterey, and that they had a lot of uses for the poppy.
They used to use the inner part of the poppy, and they used to boil it and pour it in their hair, and it used to be an actual, like, treatment to get rid of the bugs in your hair.
The California golden poppy also has narcotic qualities.
Sometimes the boys, when they were fasting, that's what they used to use to help them on their vision quest. But only during that time. It wasn't something that somebody can get addicted to or anything like that.
Yeah, these poppies could get you high, but they're supposedly less intense than the notorious opium poppy. Anyway, Desiree says long before the Spanish colonization of California, the Ohlone were also making use of the poppy's vibrant color by placing it on top of sacred coastal burial sites.
I actually heard that we used to put them on our shell mounds, and it was a way that bright colors used to direct ships to come into the bay.
That was really fascinating. I was not aware of them use as a vision quest aid. That's a nice, very multifaceted little flower.
But you ultimately want us to answer a different question, don't you?
You know, I would like that also. I think that'd be nice.
Sorry, Josh. Again, I want to tell you more about the poppy before I tell you if it's legal to pick. After all, there's a lot to know about our state flower. For this next learning opportunity, I went up to the Marin Headlands Nursery, where I met Robin Bonaro, a seed ecologist who collects poppy seeds all the time.
They're fun to collect. You have to time it just right to collect them. If you have seen, like, the California poppy in its seed pod, once it dries out, the slightest touch will cause it to pop, and the seeds can shoot several feet away.
Bonaro also knows a lot about the names of the flower.
There's many different names for them, like Copa de Oro or Cup of Gold, Flame Flower. The scientific name for the poppy is Eschscholtzia californica.
Which got that name because of two naturalists, Eschscholtz and Chamiso, who came here in the early 1800s.
They named plants after each other, so it's kind of like a bromance.
Okay, Josh, now I'm finally ready to get to your question. Is it illegal? In short, yeah, kind of.
If you were to go out here and pick them, that would be illegal. It is illegal on state and federal property, but that rule is for any plant that may be on a state or federal land. So I think that's where the myth comes from.
the punishment for harming plants can be a fine of up to $1,000 and potentially 6 months in jail. So clearly, you can't pick government plants. But it doesn't stop there.
There is a California Penal Code section 384A, and it states written permission from landowner to remove plant material from land that a person does not own. So you would need permission if it's like a private land.
This means one of the few places you're legally allowed to pick plants is your own backyard or a friend's backyard. And even though that would be legal, Bonaro says it would be a waste.
They're not great flowers to pick to put in a bouquet because right when you pick them, the petals start to just fall off.
He recommends keeping it in the yard so you can watch them respond to the weather.
They're phototropic, so they respond to light and low light conditions. So on a sunny day, you'll see them open up. On cloudy days, they'll stay closed. So at night, they will also close.
So hands off the poppies, dude.
That was quite a surprise twist ending. Not only is it illegal to pick the poppies, it's illegal to pick anything. I guess when I think about it, that's not that surprising, but it seems just like one of those many laws or statutes that you could never really imagine being enforced, but it's sort of odd that it's still, that's even on the books, right?
Totally. So watch out, because you did just pick that poppy. I mean, to be honest, I think that poppy was almost dead. You probably just really deadheaded it.
Does this count as entrapment?
Just so you guys know, we did call the Park Service to find out if Josh could get jail time for his infraction. They told us, just don't pick the flowers. That's it for this week's Bay Curious. Thanks to Josh for asking the poppies question, and thanks to reporter Jessica Plachek for dropping some knowledge on us. On January 1st, retail marijuana will arrive in California. What questions do you have about legal pot? Ask us anything. Seriously, anything. We'll put together a bunch of answers in an upcoming show. Submit your burning pot questions at baycurious.org. Here are a few examples.
Will dosages be standardized?
How will this impact prices?
How should I try it for the first time?
I'm Olivia Allen Price.
Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at KQED.
We'll be back next week.